Hello. What's up, dear listeners? It's been a minute. I skipped the last episode because it was Eid and I took the day off because I deserve it. As always, I'm your host, Hannah, and you're listening to This Is Not Fine. This Is Not Fine is your healthy dose of rage about culture, media, and society, only on CIDR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. So, today's episode is pretty loosey-goosey. I'll be talking about drag, how cool and fun it is, but more importantly, how drag is inherently political. I'll also be playing a bunch of queer songs that I love or music that I have recently discovered. So before I fully go into the show, I want to play a song that I'm really jamming to. The song is called Curious by Hailey Kiyoko.
Need a drink, whiskey and my thing, but shit is all good. I can handle things like I wish that you would. You've been out of reach, could you explain? I think that you should. What you've been up to, who's been loving you good? I'm just on the phone like a murder. Been looking through the text and all the photos. But don't you worry, if you let him touch you, touch you, touch you, touch you, touch you, touch you, touch you. Yeah. The way I used to, used to, used to, used to, used to, used to. Yeah. Did you take him to the pier in Santa Monica? Forget to bring your jacket, wrap up in him cause you wanna drop. I'm just curious, is it serious? I'm just curious, is it serious? Calling me up so late at night, are we just friends? You say you wanna make sleeping with him. You think of me, I'm what you see when you look at the sky. I don't believe you, you ain't been loving me right. Yeah, I'm just on the phone like a murder. Been looking through the text and all the photos. But don't you worry, I can handle it. No, don't you worry, let him touch you, touch you, touch you, touch you, touch you, touch you.
Welcome back. So you just heard Curious by Hailey Kiyoko. Fun fact, she's called Lesbian Jesus, which I find very amusing. I mean, it's pretty accurate. So going into the episode now, as I mentioned, I am going to be talking about drag and specifically the show that I saw. So last month I saw a UBC drag show. For those who don't know, UBC drag started last November, and as the name suggests, they put on drag shows on campus The show I went to see was called Fashionably Late. UBC Drag is the brainchild of artists Axter, Karaoke Doki, and Count Cupid, all of whom are so talented. They wear multiple hats, they're students at UBC, drag performers, as well as the showrunners. So shout out to them for making this possible. UBC Drag also runs in partnership with Pride Collective, and they put on monthly shows at the Kerner's Pub. I also spoke to Karaoke Doki to get a more behind-the-scenes look and was so impressed with the team's passion in bringing queer nightlife to campus. I should also add that I'm reviewing this show for Discorder magazine. The next issue comes out first week of June, I believe. So yeah, if you're interested in knowing more about the drag show and listening to what the performers have to say, you can check out my review and Discorder. Yeah, so as I was saying, I spoke to Karaoke Doki, who told me she was so passionate, which, you know, I love. I love to hear people being passionate about things. It's just, you know, that it's just such a good energy. It can be contagious. I spoke to them and was really impressed with how much work these folks, the team, has put into and just their commitment in bringing queer nightlife to campus. She also told me about the team's vision, which is to accurately represent Vancouver's drag scene. And also, that includes showcasing performers from all types of artistry. Something at the show that I noticed was there were performers that were great dancers. There were performers that were more comedic, and it was more of like a theatrical performance rather than like a dance performance, if that makes sense. And so definitely I saw that wide range. Karaoke Doki also pointed out that sometimes drag exists in small pockets around Vancouver, depending on where the performers are, and so as a result, not many people hear about it, which can be true for a lot of things in Vancouver, which something that I always say is that it's a big city, but it also feels like a small town, so... Yeah, before I talk about the details of the show and like what really stood out to me and why I'm even talking about the show, I want to take a little break, and I'm going to play Grace Kelly, the iconic song by Mika. Enjoy.
Come see folk rock band Slaughter Beach Dog as they take on the Hollywood Theater on May 16th. Grab your tickets now at hollywoodtheater.ca.
Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? Yeah, I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try? I try to be like Grace Kelly, but all her looks were too sad. So I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity.
Solve anything.
How can I help you? How can I help it? How can I help? What you think? How am I
sad. So I tried a little Freddy. I've done that answer to him. Don't shave, I don't wear makeup, no skirts, I don't dress up. What does that make me? Does that make me a part-time woman? How many high notes do you have to reach? How many hours do you have to bleed? Oh, will I always be a part-time woman?
Part-time woman.
I don't shave, I don't wear lipstick.
She's a cool help it.
There is a drinking water settlement for First Nations, and the claims process is now open. If you are a First Nations member impacted by a long-term drinking water advisory, you may be eligible for compensation. This is the first drop in recognizing those communities impacted. Submit your claim at firstnationsdrinkingwater.ca.
Welcome back. You're listening to This Is Not Fine on CADR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is called This Is Not Fine, and I'm your host, Hannah. You just heard High School Confidential by Rough Trade, and before that, Part-Time Woman by Vivek Shraya and Queer Songbook Orchestra. Vivek Shraya is so talented. I didn't know they had a song as well. They are a multidisciplinary artist, a writer. Their book called I'm Afraid of Men that I'm very curious to read, and what can they not do? So on to the show. Today I'm talking about the UBC drag show, which I saw last month. I went into it not knowing what to expect. And gauging by the crowd, the show felt like it was for everyone. Like the audience could choose how they engaged with drag while still remaining in their comfort zones. I was pleasantly surprised to find out that the show was quite radical and it didn't shy away from being political, which was so refreshing. So the name of the show was Fashionably Late, and I think it can be described as happening in two parts. Act one, which was the first half of the evening, the drag artists performed phenomenal dance numbers to hype music, and they twisted their bodies in ways I can't do even in my dreams. There were acts by young and seasoned performers alike, such as Rogue, Made in China, PM, Skim, Minor Disappointment, Count Cupid, Karaoke Doki, Exter, and Batty B. Banks. The crowd was just having such a ball of a time. You could tell that they were bopping to the electrifying and whimsical performances, which were both enjoyable and digestible. The high energy was infectious, and the raw and fluid expression of sexuality was so liberating. Having said that, Act 2, which was the second half of the evening, was fiercely unapologetic. It was more political, and it made you check your privilege. The latter I didn't expect at all, and at least not on UBC campus. And it definitely made me feel a range of emotions. I was delighted, I felt sentimental, but mostly grateful to witness the show and bear witness and experience this unfiltered hope, especially in a time where everything feels like it's on fire and the world's going to collapse any second. Yeah, the drag artists, really props to them. They were vulnerable and earnest, allowing the audience to let their guard down as well. They poured their hearts out in their performances, and the audience was like laughing one second and crying the next, and sometimes even simultaneously. And I just sat there thinking that this really emulates the beauty and the power of drag, you know? So on that note, let's take a break again and listen to some tunes. I'm going to play My Reality by Peaches.
Mm. Now let me let you in my reality, so maybe you can understand why these niggas mad at me and why they hate a gay man. I swear sometimes I just hate my society. Y'all the real reason peaches don't know sobriety. Every time I step up out my house, a nigga trying me, but I'm screaming like Nicki did to Miley. See, I'm feminine as fuck and I ain't changing for nobody. Be feminine as fuck and I won't let a nigga body me. How you think it feel when they wanna just erase you? How you think it feel when your own people hate you? How you think it feel when they put you on a plate, boo? Now keep it real, would you wanna be a gay dude? Nah, so bitch, it ain't a choice, and I was brought up in this world just to speak my voice. You know I rap for every gay nigga across the world. If you fat, femma, switch it up from boy to girl. I said,
if you ever start to feel alone, then you can put on this TP and you can play this song. Know there's a nigga out there that's feeling just like you, and I ain't changing for nobody, don't expect you to.
Y'all playing games, we gon' play some too. Black Lives Matter, talking about the gay ones too. And I'm speaking for my people, ain't gon' stop until we equal. I hope every hatin' straight nigga bumpin' through they speakers. And I say that shit loud with a whole lot of rage. Another transgender killed, another fucking cold case. I've been running shit since the day I came up out that closet. But the day I left that closet was the day I lost my father. The day I lost my father was the day I had to grow up. Niggas was out to get me and I knew he wasn't gon' show up. But I'm in my bag now, now they hear me spit. They wanna put Peach on a track now. And I know I'm gay, but better nigga never back down. And I'm screaming, run me my money like I'm cashed out. Shots out to every nigga calling me a fag now. Now I'm that bitch, now I'm on the list, and I'm some shit you wish you had now.
If you ever start to feel alone, then you can put on this TP and you can play this song. Know there's a nigga out there that's feeling just like you, and I ain't changing for nobody, don't expect you to. Now the whole staring, but this gay nigga ain't caring. Got my tight jeans and I wear them like this. Now the whole world is watching, and I guess my TA clocking all up at my front door knocking like this.
And ever since 9-3, they've been hating on the peach. Damn right, I grew up as a misfit. And if you think that I'm weak cause I'm gay, then you wrong, fuck boy.
What the fuck is on your biscuit?
And if you ever try a nigga with a bent wrist, don't sleep, you'll get popped like a zit quick. And yeah, I'm speaking for my whole fucking team, and I rap for every gay nigga, yup, and I meant this.
Pretty.
name is DP. I'm a CITR member, a longtime member. I would have to say it's going to be my 10 years when this airs. I'm also part of the Accessibility Collective, which hosts All Access Pass, and we feature disability and accessibility related topics. And I've been part of Access Day since it started in 2015. We started with, you know, just one station, and now it's global, station to station. Accessibility to me means having different perspectives on what accessibility means to you. Just because it may work for one group, it doesn't mean it'll work for everyone. And I think people need to keep open mind about that. Like, we're not all the same. You still get to do what you want to do, but it comes in different shades.
Access Day airs on radio stations across Canada on Thursday, May 19th, starting at 9 a.m. PT.
And we're back, folks. Yeah, so that's right. You just heard a PSA about Access Day, which is on May 19th, all across the stations in the country. So definitely tune into CADR and hear some great programming. Before the break, you heard Cloud Nine by Beach Bunny and Tegan and Sarah, and you heard Religion by Shura. So, what is the topic today? If you just tuned in, I have been raving about the drag show I saw at UBC last month. I want to emphasize on the fact that drag is inherently political. It started as an act of resistance. That is the history of drag, which is something that is often forgotten, because it's much easier to engage with the fun parts of drag culture and not the bits that make us uncomfortable. And just like anything else, drag culture has been commodified and made palatable for oftentimes a white audience. It is viewed as mere entertainment, which pushes BIPOC folks out of these queer spaces, which is ironic because drag essentially was started as an expression of fluidity by Black and Latinx folks, specifically trans women. It is worthy of mention. It's important to mention that one of the goals of UBC Drag is to bring intersectional queer perspectives to their shows, and that was really evident. It was so heartwarming to see BIPOC and gender diverse artists with varying sexual orientations all come together and take up space and make some noise. So I'd like to highlight some moments that really stood out to me. There was a part in Act 2 where Betty B. Banks, they danced to Peaches, a song by Peaches called My Reality. I played that song earlier in the show. The lyrics were really moving and poignant as they talk about Black Lives Matter and address queer Black folks and how their lives matter too. There was another moment when Made in China was performing. The audience began chanting China, China, to which they quickly responded, but not in a nationalistic way. Again, an important distinction to make, and I'm so glad they did it. And finally, during Count Cupid's second act, they whipped out a trans pride flag from their sleeve and waved it around the venue while performing to Better Son or Daughter by the band Rio Killy. And the audience could barely hold their tears. And let me tell you, if you were there, you could see that it was definitely a really emotional moment. And people were screaming, "We love you, Count Cupid," which was just so great. And really, I felt like a strong sense of community in that moment. And it's just to say that these acts of subversion, it's these acts of subversion that made the show so refreshing, so powerful, along with their art and hypnotizing acts. The performers also brought their multifaceted identities to the stage. They didn't dim their light or just presented themselves as like a particular identity, you know. They also embodied the ethos of the spirit of drag, which is something that I've been talking about, and they truly showed why the art form, which is drag, continues to be a tool of queer rebellion and expression of queer joy. Really, again, big props to UBC Drag for creating a safe, inclusive space for young queers on campus, many of whom might never have seen a drag show before. And this is their first entry point. They're also not walking on eggshells, which is something that was evident at the show. They're really building their own table in community, with community, for community, and we love to see it. So, folks, that's all for today's show. We're at the end of our episode. Thank you so much for listening. You can follow UBC Drag on Instagram to find out more about them and their upcoming shows. I leave you with some more cool music. So I'm going to play Boys Wanna Be Her by Peaches, Time Traveler by Witch Prophet and Lito Pimienta, and Yumi and the Bourgeoisie by The Submarines. Enjoy, and until next time, take care.
Listen up, voices scatter.